Turn over to Acts chapter 10, verse 36. You remember the story here, and Cornelius was praying, and an angel appeared to him, and he said, "Send men to Joppa for Peter, and he will come down here and tell you words whereby you must be saved." God saves through the hearing of words. And so he did. And God had to give Peter a vision in order to get him to go, because Peter didn't want anything to do with Gentiles. And so he went down to the house of Cornelius, and here's what he said. He said, "The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he's Lord of all, that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached." Verse 38 says, "How," or "when" is a better translation, "when God anointed, gave to Jesus of Nazareth the Holy Spirit and power." So God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. So what did Jesus do after he was anointed with the Holy Spirit? You know, the Holy Spirit descended on him when he was baptized by John in the River Jordan. So after he was baptized with the Holy Spirit and power, what did he do? Now, people will tell you today, "Well, God sends sickness to teach us things." Well, you know, my goodness, the entire nation of Israel needed teaching. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the doctors of the law, the scribes, they were all wrong, weren't they? Did God anoint Jesus of Nazareth to go around giving them sickness so they could learn? No. It says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing. Word Pictures in the New Testament, which is an extensive dictionary, says this: he went about doing good and in particular healing. Vincent's Word Studies in the New Testament says, he went about doing good and in particular healing. The particular good that he did was healing. Therefore, healing must be good. And healing must be God, because every good gift comes from God. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So the Bible says that healing is good and sickness is a satanic oppression. Pretty clear. Yeah, but. No, there's no yeah buts. You know, yeah but is the badge of unbelief. Sickness is demonic or satanic. Sickness and disease are an oppression, not a blessing. Healing is from God, sickness is not. It says, God anointed him and was with him, and therefore healing is God's will. God was with Jesus. You know, the Bible says that, you know, Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? God was in agreement with what Jesus was doing. In fact, twice we know of, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm," almost pleased. No, well pleased. Healing pleases God. Enoch walked with God. Nobody else was walking with God. Noah walked with God. So that means they were in agreement with God. And you know, you picture Noah. It's not easy to be in agreement with God when everybody else is in disagreement. It's not easy to swim against the tide. Amen? Jesus walked with God. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and in particular healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That word oppressed, Strong's definition, means to exercise dominion against, Thayer's dictionary says, to exercise harsh control over one. You know, the Bible says, and this is a wonderful scripture, if you don't have it marked in your Bible, you ought to mark it. Psalm 145, verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all, and tender mercies, not harsh control, are over all His works. It's obvious sickness is not a work of God. Yeah, but no, there's no variableness nor shadow of turning with God. God doesn't give healing to one and this one needs sickness. Vincent's Word Studies in the New Testament says the word implies a power exercised, the word oppressed implies a power exercised for harm. Sickness is to harm you. It's satanic oppression. Now, we have a sound mind. We ought to be able to figure that out. Here's some examples from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. Matthew 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues. See, because faith comes by what? Hearing. Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So every sickness and every disease was satanic oppression. Amen? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and in particular healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Now, as we've mentioned, Jesus didn't heal everybody, but he healed everybody who came to him. Jesus didn't seek them out, they came to him, and he healed them. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He who sins is of the devil. You remember we read that scripture in James that says when sin is conceived, it brings forth what? Death. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning, not the beginning of his creation, because he was created perfect. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, came into the world. Why did he come into the world? That he might destroy, undo is a better translation, the works of the devil. Jesus came not just to redeem us from spiritual death, but to undo sickness, undo the results of sin. Jesus said, as God sent me, so send I you. So the church is supposed to be undoing the works of the devil. Amen? You know, the Bible tells us that death is the last enemy. Physical death. Spiritual death's been dealt with. Physical death is still around, and it's the last enemy. Well, certainly we understand that a lot of sickness ends in death. Sickness and death are not our friends. They're our enemies.